Oh.
Your people? What is that about?
No, you
can't be right there. No, the people on the thing. Shut up. Wow, why are you going to be
Yeah,
like
what
that?
Do you mean, those people?
I didn't say those people.
That's what I heard.
All right, let's start talking about some racism, bitches.
Wait, are we still broadcasting, or is it?
No.
Okay.
No, this is post-game now. We're recording.
I'm not going to say it.
About what?
Nothing.
What?
No,
you can't do
we
that.
We can't say it anyway.
What?
You can't say it. Ever. No, not on air.
Oh, you can't say the N-word.
No.
Don't make more work for me.
No, I can't.
Don't make more work for me having to,
Not going to do it.
Cox. Hijinks Ensue podcast post show number 33. Wasn't there something where we were going to talk about something and Eli was like, no, but oh no, that was the thing we did with it, My Little Ponies.
Oh no, I was
you
just.
You wanted to
whatever.
Save for the post show. Let me see if I skipped over any questions. We need to go watch that episode of Always Sunny.
Yes, we do.
So let's try and do this for about 30 minutes and then move on.
Word.
I got a couple of things for the post show. I don't
you
know. I've kind of enjoyed the last couple of weeks pulling up the lists that get published about, you know, like top this, top that, and then kind of getting our reactions.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good.
As
That's
long
good
as they're not like
fodder.
Best shits in a movie or something.
Best shit a guy took in a shit can.
Yeah. Goes to Danny DeVito in 2 weeks ago, Sunny in Philly.
This is from Premiere.com. Our 13 favorite same character, different actor switcheroos.
Oh, that always
this is an interesting topic. It was brought up by Terrence Howard and Don Cheadle.
Just send me the link.
It's on the things.
Okay, you know.
You're worthless. What do I have to do?
You have to send me the link. We went over this.
You're not easy to deal with. Number one was Rachel Dawes. I didn't care for Katie Holmes at all. I mean, I thought she played the character fine. I don't buy her as a serious actress at all.
Couldn't even tell you that there was a switch.
But the character was like dead behind the eyes. I didn't care about the character at all. I'm glad she died.
What's the
spoiler?
What?
What?
What was your question?
Oh, I was trying to find the link.
Oh.
It's at the bottom of my post.
Carry on, I found it.
Yeah, if Joel just sent it to you, it'd be much more convenient.
I refuse. No one cares about Rachel Dawes. Next, Willie Mays Hayes from Major League 2.
That was weird.
Yeah,
starts
that was
as
weird.
Wesley Snipes, and ends up as Omar Epps.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, I remember that because I remember going, well, that first one was actually pretty funny, regardless if you like sports or not. It's funny.
Yeah, you've got a Sheen brother
and
in there.
Then
you've got
the second one came out, and you're like, what the hell is this? Like, yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, you just went from Sean Connery to... Well,
Timothy Dalton?
Yeah. Actually, it's exactly what happened.
That was quite bizarre, but that's playing on that rule that Hollywood apparently that you won't notice when it's a different black guy.
Right. You just switch out a black guy for another black guy.
That's pretty fucking
it's
weird.
Like magic cards.
This one is close to my heart because it was bad. John Connor. First Edward Furlong.
That's a good one.
Then Nick Stahl. Now, here's the interesting thing. Eddie Furlong was... offered the part and passed it up to do a sequel to The Crow. I believe it was the third or fourth sequel, which also starred David Boreanaz as a satanic priest.
Aww.
It was so bad that it went straight to VHS.
Oh,
sweet.
Bad.
He thought that was going to relaunch his career so he wouldn't be just the Terminator kid. But I'm so glad he wasn't in the movie.
Because he's terrible.
He's terrible. B, he grew up like Macaulay Culkin grew up. He looks fucking bizarre. He looks like a meth addict. So I'm glad.
Did you ever see Party Monster? Just to interject.
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, that movie was fucked
fucking
up.
Bizarre. First of all, Macaulay Culkin's a terrible actor, but that movie was fucked up.
I was just
I know.
Sorry for that tangent.
Remind me when we're done with this list. I want to talk about Angel. I have a point to make. I've been rewatching Angel. Anyway, I thought Nick Stahl did pretty good.
He did
I believed
a good job.
Him. I believed him as John Connor.
I thought that was a totally appropriate. That was an appropriate switch because of the long length of time between the two movies, and the fact that you're taking
true.
A child in one movie and an adult in the next.
Yeah,
like that's fine.
And now we're moving on to Batman Bale.
Wait, what?
He's the next John Connor.
Oh,
in Terminator 4.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
which
right.
automatically means I love that movie.
But it's being directed by McG.
That is unfortunate. That's all I can say.
I don't really mind. I'm not expecting anything from it.
Explosions and quick, not thought out dialogue. Like, I don't know. Number four is imperceptible. Jason Voorhees. I mean,
why does that
matter?
How
would you ever know?
Actually,
that's like saying the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park
played by different dinosaurs. Right.
Well, no, this matters because the different people behind the mask had different physical
swaggers.
Scariness. Yes,
different
they
leg dragging ability.
Themselves differently.
I
don't know. I'm just
okay.
Bullshitting.
When I was in Chicago, they were showing that one, the Jason with Busta Rhymes. Did you ever see that one?
What
was that?
It's a
Halloween. No.
No.
Was it a Halloween?
Yeah. Wait, was it Halloween H2O?
I guess.
I think it was Halloween H2O.
Okay. I thought
where they got Sigourney Weaver back for some reason.
Did they?
No.
Yeah. Not Sigourney Weaver.
No, you're not.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What?
They're the same person in my mind.
What?
They're both intersex children's book writers. I don't.
Right. They're both she-males.
Yeah.
God.
Mac. She's coming. Mac's she's going to be here in November at the Barnes & Noble.
Who?
In Frisco.
Sigourney?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, whatever. Oh. I was like, if it was Sigourney Weaver, I'd be like, oh my God, I love you.
And you'd want to like drool alien saliva on
Dana.
There is no Dana. There is only
two. Would you wear a bubble suit to meet her? A body-stucking bubble suit? Actually, I'd walk up to her in the best way possible to make her want to leave. Go,
do you desire this body?
I'd be hovering.
Right.
So
4 feet above.
4 feet above.
Thank you.
Wasn't it Ray that got the ghost blowjob?
Yes.
That was so great.
I love
it. Weird.
Like, and his eyes crossed.
I love that. That was my favorite movie as a kid.
It's one of the best movies ever.
No idea. Like, no concept of what was going on.
I know.
Sex. I didn't get the sex.
I didn't get that until like a year ago when I watched it again.
I was like, ha ha, she's taking off his pants. Ha ha.
He's embarrassed because somebody took his pants off. Yeah.
I hadn't watched that whole like that whole part until like last year again.
I got
because
it before
just
you.
Like, no, because it's just like I haven't really watched the whole movie again, like over and over. So that
I didn't get
part
the plot
missed
of
me.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, it didn't matter.
Until I was like a teenager.
What?
I didn't get
it
the
didn't
story.
Matter.
What plot?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I didn't get any of
what.
I know.
What?
I know. When I saw it later, I was like,
what?
Things happen in this movie? Like, I thought it was just running around
busting
ghosts.
It's fucking ghosts and proton packs.
Yeah.
Dude.
Now there was more to it.
It doesn't matter.
That sound is so good when they turn on the charge. So good.
Light screen, traps are clean.
Cross the streams.
What did you do, Josh?
What else?
Next.
I couldn't help it. The Twister from Twister was replaced.
New Twister in Twister 2. Twister Boogaloo.
Yeah.
The Terminator, they're actually replacing the T-800. It's supposed to be John Connor's Terminator, but with a different actor, because Arnold's just too old and fat to do it.
He's also running a state.
He has a desk. Let's leave it at that.
Well, yeah,
I think he's got a podium.
Define running a state.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, do you think he would do a movie if it was offered to him? Like,
he was offered the movie.
Oh.
He was offered a cameo.
Ew.
This guy is an Arnold lookalike. They hired an Austrian bodybuilder who looks like
that's
Arnold.
Weird.
The point is, John is supposed to encounter his father figure Terminator and have like a moment, but it's a different dude.
A moment?
I don't know how I'm going to believe that. I mean, that guy is the Terminator. Just period. That's just if no matter what he's never done anything else important. He's a Terminator. He's Conan and Terminator.
Well, that other guy from the T-1000 is the same way. What's his name?
Robert Patrick.
Yeah. Whatever. He's never been anything else.
That's true.
His younger brother is the singer for Filter. Richard Patrick.
I did not know that.
Yep.
The more you know.
This one's bad. This one is unforgivable in my opinion. Clarice Starling. Jodie Foster owned that part in that movie, and Julianne Moore was just a poor substitute.
Okay, let's be fair.
I'm
not going to blame Julianne Moore for that.
They shouldn't have done it.
Right, and the book. I read the book long before I saw the movie because I wasn't allowed to watch movies. But the book was fucking terrible. The book for Silence of the Lambs was amazing because I couldn't watch that movie back then either. So I read the book in like 2 days, and it was fantastic.
It's way different, right?
Not really. The book, no, not really.
Oh, okay,
like they're very similar. The book for the second
one,
what's it called? Hannibal. The yeah. book that ends dramatically different. The movie ended better.
They run off together, right?
Yeah, the end of the book, they like make out and let's run off to South America and live happily ever after.
What
and
they
I'm
were
like,
going
to
shoot, and that's why Jodie Foster didn't do it. She thought it betrayed the character of Clarice.
Yeah, because she gets all Stockholm syndrome in the book. And I'm like, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. So.
It's not a bad movie, though. I kind of like that
It's not a bad movie. It is. Silence of the Lambs is an amazing film. I will stop what I am doing right now and watch that on TBS if it's on. I mean, I will stop my life.
I can smell your cunt.
You should. Tell me, please.
It's when she's walking.
What did Multiple Migs ask you? He said he could smell my cunt.
What?
I myself cannot.
That is the best reply.
It really is.
I myself cannot.
You know what's funny too
is so creepy.
That's such a good line, and it's so criticized because it's improper grammar, and he's a genius. You would never say
it
I
was
myself.
The same thing that where he pronounces Chianti wrong or something.
Chianti.
Somebody. Yeah,
but he's doing a voice.
That.
He's doing a voice when he does that.
I don't know. People get picked up.
Although I love it whenever it's on TBS and she's walking down.
I can smell your shit.
Yeah, I can smell your shit.
And Migs just kind of goes,
and you don't really know what happened. Like,
tell me, Agent Starling, what did Multiple Migs tell you? He said he could smell my scent.
It's like replacing the man. Like, said he could smell
Dr.
my Lecter. Scent.
But you do scent. He said he could smell my
scent.
Now with more intensity. Dr. Lecter, he said he could smell my
scent. Thank you.
You know what I consider to be the proper sequel to that movie is Red Dragon. Which
that was
prequel.
A great movie.
No, I'm saying the proper follow-up. Like, that other one didn't happen. Hannibal, I don't care about. Red Dragon is fucking amazing, and I will watch that.
Actually,
wasn't that Ray
Fiennes?
Ray Fiennes.
Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Hannibal. And the murders in that one are so good.
Brutal.
My God. When he kicks the dude out and he's hanging by his own intestines.
Yeah, that
so
was
great.
That was fucked up. Yeah,
I haven't seen that.
I love
that
movie.
You haven't?
It's good.
It's good.
You have not seen Red Dragon?
It's really good.
It's as good as Silence of the Lambs.
It is not as good as Silence of the Lambs.
Okay, it's not.
It is fucking
good. If Silence of the Lambs is a 10,
it's
an 8.7.
Yeah, it's a good runner-up.
All right. And Ed Norton's a badass. And Philip Seymour Hoffman dies in it. So,
oh, well, yeah.
Spoiler.
Philip Seymour Hoffman dies tragically in every movie he's ever been in.
That's true.
Yeah.
What is that movie where they explore his origins or whatever? Hannibal.
Oh, Young Hannibal. That was supposed to be terrible. What was it called?
I never even heard
Young
that.
Sherlock Holmes.
Did you see it?
The Adventures of Young Hannibal Lecter.
The
Adventures of Young Hannibal.
It's him and Young Indiana Jones. They're a team.
No, it was weird because you were kind of rooting for him in that movie, which you weren't, because it was showing his like abused past. So you were kind of rooting for him to kill the people. Which
I'm
is, like,
always rooting for him.
Why?
Hannibal is like one of my favorite fictional characters. I want him to get away.
Okay. Well, then you'll love it.
I picture like young Hannibal Lecter, like Indiana Jones, where he's like scratching his beard, like looking at something that he's going to try to replace.
But it's like an organ.
Right.
He has a bag of sand and a kidney. He's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Or a bag of lima beans.
Dude, the best thing.
He takes the addle and tosses the kidney over his shoulder, like, whatever.
But actually, he tosses it into a pot that's simmering with some oil.
Right.
Some paprika. Chives. Hey!
What?
What?
Hannibal Lecter's a Jamook from fucking Long Island.
Whoa, what?
Hey there! Whoa! Whoa! Next.
Wait, next walking?
God.
There we go.
The Punisher, I don't care.
That
first off,
first movie
they
is
even,
terrible.
They're calling Thomas Jane the original, which he's not. Dolph Lundgren was the original.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
It's terrible.
The Thomas Jane one was awful.
Yeah, don't give a shit. This one's weird. This one's fucking
this
weird. The story around this is amazing. Crispin Glover as George McFly. And then replacement Jeffrey Weissman.
Wait,
George McFly.
I don't even remember this happening.
Here's why.
Okay.
I love don't read it. I want to tell this story. Love this story. Okay.
I don't recall this at
all. You know Crispin Glover's a nut job.
Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
He's crazy. He made a film
creepy.
Called
with
what?
No, go ahead. I think
it's about retarded people and slugs.
I told There was something she would. We were at a movie or something.
The movie is called What Is It?
Right.
We were Everyone in the cast is mentally disabled. Like, has,
they all have Downs or something.
I told you this.
Because or they're deformed.
I think we were at a movie, or there was a group of us at a movie, and I told Denise, because she was like, I love him. And I was like,
Oh, he's a nut.
Oh, no.
Here's where I found out he's a nut.
He's crazy.
Here's where I found out he's a nut.
I've seen that. And that
Find his interview from the Craig Ferguson show.
Oh.
Was it, or was it?
No, it was the original guy
before Craig Ferguson that used to do the suit.
Craig Kilborn.
Yeah.
He did an interview on Kilborn.
Oh my God, it's so
weird. It was so fucking uncomfortable, and he's crazy. You get the impression that he's so crazy he can't possibly be on drugs. It's natural. He's got to be naturally crazy. Always a nut. Okay, so anyway, he was a fucking nut, and he was... It's the story is different depending on where you read it. Not asked back for the sequels or refused to do them, but they did Back to the Future 1. He's basically the star with Marty,
right?
You know, and then he's got terrible makeup on as old Marty McFly in the beginning and the end. But those movies are within like a week of each other, so they just progress. It should be the same dude.
Uh-huh.
So he's not coming back. They hired this guy named Jeffrey Weissman. Look up Jeffrey Weissman's IMDb. He looks like Hank Azaria. Not Hank Azaria. The other guy that was in Spinal Tap, who's on The Simpsons. Harry Shears. He's like a curly-headed Jewish dude. Okay? They put him in prosthetic Crispin Glover makeup.
Are you serious?
Yes. They...
What?
They... If you watch
For
Back
the
to
the... second movie?
For 2 and 3. If you watch 2 and 3, he barely appears in it. And he's wearing like a prosthetic chin and nose to look like Crispin Glover. Then it gets even weirder. For all the flashback scenes in 2 where they put Marty back in 1955, they're using stock footage from the first movie. Crispin Glover sued the production company because he wasn't paid for actually appearing in that movie, which he did, and he won.
What is going on?
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Wait, so which... That's so weird because it's so seamless in the movies.
You think it's the same guy and it never, it's just not him.
So in the second and the third movie, it's not him at all?
Except like, for when they go back in time. In 1955, it's just stock footage.
They recycled footage like from different angles that they shot from the first movie.
Yeah. And it's pretty obvious in good quality transfers that the matting is terrible. Like,
interesting.
Marty might as well be standing in front of a projector screen when he's back in 1955. But yeah, it's a really weird story.
That's so weird.
It's a
weird
watch that story. Again. They did a pretty good job. If like nobody
his movie,
seems to know about it.
His movie with the retards.
Oh God, no!
We should
so
find that, but not watch it.
I cried and was in the shower.
You
like,
saw it.
Yeah.
It's not about anything, right? It's just a crazy art film about slugs and retarded people.
It's a crazy art film, and it scared the living shit out of my
face.
It's like
you saw into your own soul.
Yeah. I was like in the corner of the shower just crying like in full clothes, and I had like a jacket on.
Right.
The phone's ringing off the hook. Yeah. We're in shoes.
It was frightening.
His Cheerios spilled all over the floor. The cats are like fending for themselves.
Yeah.
No, Fatty ate the other two.
Like, it was scary.
So quick. Wow.
It was like legitimately scary.
Yeah. Like a horror movie.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm so fucked up that I had to watch all the way through. I was like, I got to know what happened.
Hoping there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but there just isn't.
Yeah. I was like, it's kind of like you with Smallville. I was like, I got to watch it to the end.
Except mine takes 8 years. The next one's kind of funny. Rusty Griswold. From the vacation movies.
All those kids.
But that's the bigger thing, is it? Right. They just replaced all the kids each time. They even... in the last one, Chevy Chase didn't even show up. It was just the stupid cousins. No, in like the last straight-to-DVD one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? Is Vegas Vacation. Vegas is funny. That's a good movie.
It's all right. It's not that bad.
Regular one, Christmas one, and Vegas are funny. All the other ones are like unbearable.
Dude, the
terrible.
Christmas one is awesome. Like, I make it a point to watch
Christmas
that
is better than the first
every
one.
Fall. Yeah. Just because there's so many moments like within
Once
that.
Once you get like a Fruit of the Month Club or whatever is a bonus.
And then they bring the cat. Like the old senile grandma brings a cat. They're like, God damn it.
And the cousin's rusting, the cousin's draining his shit tubes into the sewer.
Yeah, shitter was full. And he's just like dumping it
and
out
the
there.
The lights. That's just a great movie. But yeah, they replace the kids every time. But Anthony Michael Hall was the first Rusty.
Yeah.
And he was funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other kids. Remember when they replaced the daughter with a fat girl for European?
Yeah, that was
European
weird.
Was bad.
Yeah,
that was terrible. Oh my god, that was a bad movie. Next, this is also Back to the Future. Jennifer didn't appear in the first one very much, so they didn't hire Elizabeth Shue until the second one. She's just a different chick in the first
one. I never noticed that either. But she's in like 30 seconds of the first movie.
Yeah, she's barely in it. She's in the very beginning and the very end. So.
Yeah.
Never even thought about it.
I didn't know until I read this list, actually. This isn't worth talking about. Darth Vader, blah, blah, move on.
Depressing, cut my wrist.
Yeah,
go on.
Three people played him in the first movie. Or the first trilogy. I mean, so whatever.
And voiced by CNN.
Yeah.
Well, it was the voice, the body, and the face. So.
Yeah. And then they fucked all that. So this is the last one. I didn't follow these movies enough, and I didn't read the books to know this. I did not know Jack Ryan was the same character in
same
all three.
Character.
Oh, yeah.
That was
really
huge
bizarre. For me.
Yeah, Tom Clancy has a long series of books about
that. That was really confusing.
I eventually found out that Jack Ryan was the same guy from all the Tom Clancy books. I didn't know that Hunt for Red October was a Tom Clancy adaptation.
Because I read that book and was like, oh, man, it's so great. And then I was like, whoa, wait
Sean
a minute.
Connery
Indiana Jones
up.
Is in this now? Like,
yeah,
what
so
the hell?
Alec Baldwin in Hunt for Red October, Harrison Ford in Patriot Games, and then Clear and Present Danger, and then Ben Affleck in The Sum of All Fears.
And that was the last one of the series.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Were they Affleck?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Nah,
I never saw him.
He's no Jack Ryan.
No, he's okay. Look,
Jack Ryan's one of those
no
characters
Harrison
like
Ford.
Bond that's supposed to not age, right? Like
he's,
whenever you read
no
it,
Harrison
he's
no Harrison Ford.
Sure.
Well,
but he was at least as good as Alec Baldwin. Come on,
yeah, I guess
Alec Baldwin's a great actor.
And they kept replacing out the
selectively. He is a great actor.
That is yes.
Okay, just
30
so
Rock
clear.
Pays for any
30
mistakes.
Rocks. Yeah,
yeah.
Pearl and Harbor. Oh my god!
I never saw it on purpose.
I will cut out clips of him in that movie. You will be amazed how bad it gets.
Glengarry Glen Ross and 30 Rock make up for everything he's ever done wrong. So that's that. That was the list. Pretty good list. This reminded me. I've been rewatching Angel since the beginning.
Okay.
I'm in season 4. Has everyone seen all of Angel?
Nope.
Have you seen any of Angel?
Nope.
Do you care about spoilers or?
I'm going to do spoilers. No, have you seen all of Angel?
No. Carry on.
Have you seen any of Angel?
Yes.
How much?
Season.
Jesus. All right.
This is a full-on table fail.
This is just for me and you, then. All right. God damn it.
Should we take
something.
Our headphones off?
I realized something. You don't have to. You don't have to be a dick. I realized something. You don't hate Connor. I don't hate Connor, okay?
Okay.
Connor
Where are you going
did
with
not
this?
Get terrible until they made Cordelia evil.
No.
Hang on. Let me get my theory.
Okay.
Because I've watched the entire series from first episode to season 4 in the last 3 months.
Sure.
Okay. And not even that long. They play two a day. I've been watching them on the weekends. So anyway, Connor the baby. There's nothing to hate.
Yeah, whatever. Baby.
Connor comes back.
It looked like
he's obviously confused, and it's obvious he's kind of a badass.
He's like the caveman fish out of water for a little bit.
Yeah. He's obviously mistrustful. Even up until the point that he sends Angel into the ocean, he's not a bad character because you understand where he's coming from. He's not even annoying yet. It's only after he starts fucking Cordelia.
As soon as Cordy starts going south, I hate everything about him.
And I figured out why.
Okay.
It's all her fault. Charisma Carpenter is a terrible actress.
Oh, no. She spent that entire half season coked out of her mind, which is why they wrote her out of the show.
So here's the deal. She can only play bubbly, stupid Cordelia. She barely pulls off more introspective, grown-up Cordelia later on.
Right.
She was so bad in season 4
that it was
the
terrible.
Show is nearly unwatchable. I'm surprised it didn't get canceled.
Yeah.
She's, like, sitting there doing all the, like, the broody god talk, like, oh no, Angel, you cannot defeat my master plan. Yeah. Acting is my power. Like, she's terrible.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's bad.
But
she got...
Blame it all on her?
She got her redemption episode in season 5.
And she was good in that.
She was very
playing
good
her original
that.
Self.
Yeah.
She was so bad as a big bad. All of her
it
attitude...
terrible.
Also, I keep bringing my wife in to view the parts where they're trying to hide her pregnancy. Out of nowhere, Cordelia starts wearing floor-length jackets everywhere they go. And it's so fucking obvious. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that was my theory. I realized. I didn't hate Connor. I hated Cordelia.
Well, no. But
when he comes back and does his redemption, he's still a good character.
Yeah, he's fine. And he's now on Mad Men.
I meant to ask you about that. Which, I saw a picture of him. He looks weird.
It took me so long. I was watching like 4 episodes in, and I was like, oh my God, that's Connor!
Yeah, he looks like he's still 14.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, everybody else come back.
All right, we're back. Hey, what's up?
Done with our talk about things you don't know about. The last one, I haven't looked at this list yet, so it might suck, was from EW.com, 25 best butt-kicking babes, of which Buffy is number one.
Okay.
So I thought I would look at the list, but it goes in back order. I wish we could go in the right order. So anyway, Buffy's number one. That's okay. Pretty obvious.
All right.
Number two...
Savick?
Okay. Savick.
Wow.
Oh.
No, what? This is a different list. Oh. What? This is Captain Kirk's 20 best moments. Hang on.
That, like, yeah, he's totally checking out her tits.
Yeah, that's not right. I think I'm supposed to click on this link. Here we go.
There you go.
Summer Glau as Cameron in Terminator. As number two, I wouldn't put that above any of her other roles.
Well, that says number 25, so.
Oh, she's...
Oh, it is backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know how the internet works, Joel.
It starts with number one, and then it goes to 25.
Right.
Okay, sorry. So Summer Glau...
All right.
The chick from Chuck, I haven't seen that. Is she good in that?
Yeah, she is.
Yes.
And she
I love Chuck.
She
That's
does
a
lot
show.
More ass kicking.
Sarah Walker and Chuck, played by Yvonne Strahovski.
She's cool. Awesome. I like her a lot.
The thing that it does in this list is it says who she is, what their skills are, who their male admirer is. That's unusual. I don't care about any of that.
Show me your tits.
Number 20.
You care.
Yeah, I
know. Three.
Oh, did you ever see that movie?
Keira Knightley as Domino. Did anyone see Domino?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
That was a very cool movie.
And, I don't know.
It was a very strange movie.
Was it not based on the Marvel character Domino?
No.
The assassin?
No. She is a real person.
Yeah, it's based off of a real...
based on a true story.
Oh. And, a real-life model turned bounty hunter.
Yeah, and she actually worked on the movie, but she died like right before the movie came out.
Oh, I heard about that.
Okay, number 22.
But yeah, she's actually really cool in that movie.
Oh, so
Hilary Swank in Million Dollar Baby.
God, that movie is depressing.
And I haven't seen it. I know how it ends. It was spoiled for me, but
so depressing, but really good.
It was spoiled for me by the soup.
That's a shame.
Nice.
Because he always does it and then goes, spoilers!
Yeah, I know. That was exactly how it was.
Miley! It's Miley!
You can watch it anyway. It's really good.
Oh, I love that show.
It's still not legal!
Yeah, right? Her 20-year-old boyfriend. I love that the only thing I know about popular Hollywood comes from the suit.
Oh, yeah.
So great.
That's all you need, really.
Allie Larder as all of her characters in Heroes.
Just a second. Right. I don't want to talk about it.
Eat a dick. She's still got one
Heroes
more.
Heroes is still getting worse. It's finding new ways to be bad.
Dude, the other thing that's funny,
I'm so impressed.
Shit, they could wrap up in 3 minutes if they would just let it play out. They break up into 10 30-second segments. Like, Mohinder's fly transformation has progressed. Oh my God.
Just click the next thing and stop talking about that.
Talk about Heroes.
God.
Next, Lucy Liu, all the bitches from Charlie's Angels.
The first movie was excellent. The second movie was retarded.
You really buy Cameron Diaz and Fatty over here as an action star?
Cameron Diaz has one of the best roundhouse kicks I've ever seen on film in that movie.
She does have
it is excellent. It hits the guy right in the fucking jaw.
I'll tell you what I have seen.
Seriously, it is so strong and powerful, it still gives me the same eye.
I have seen the scene where they're all crawling around naked with their nipples painted out.
Wait, what scene? What? I don't remember that scene.
What movie
that?
Were
oh, wait,
you
was
watching?
That in 2?
Yeah.
That was probably
I've seen it on YouTube.
2
was
kind of a piece of crap.
2,
but the
2
first
like, took 2 it way too far into like silly and stupid.
But
and they
first
got rid of Bill Murray and replaced him with Bernie Mac.
That
we
was
all know
the
what happened
thing.
To him, so.
I have not seen Johnny Guitar, but number 19 is Joan Crawford in Johnny Guitar. Have we seen that? No. Next.
I know. I don't know that movie, though.
I know she's a nut.
She looks
Miranda
looks awesome.
Otto as Eowyn.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. She should be higher on the list.
That's right.
She made a big part of that movie for me.
In the books, does she actually play that big of a part, the character?
I don't think so.
I can't. I haven't
they,
read the last...
They really beefed her up in the movie,
her,
I think.
Same thing with Arwen.
Her romance sadness towards
Viggo.
Viggo was sad. Arwen was like a nothing in the book.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I've only read Fellowship, so
she's
I don't know.
She's barely in the movies either. She's like in flashbacks in the movie. Yeah.
She's
even
in less in the movie in the books.
Yeah.
She's like, she barely makes
you ever want to spend a weekend wasted but not wasted? Just start reading about Lord of the Rings on Wikipedia.
Oh, God. Please, why would you do that to yourself?
I did it for about 3 days.
Oh, God.
it.
You're lucky you found your way back.
Every time I read them, I
went there and back again. That's
No.
Yeah.
Sad trombone.
That deserved the fail sound.
Yeah. Dude, that was a fucking layup.
Yeah.
It was like a bunt.
Oh, every time I'd read a main article, I'd like alt click every person it talked about.
Right. Oh, why would you do that?
Whether they're discussed or not in the books, there's like an appendices collection that explains the backstory.
It's like the Bible. It's fucking retarded.
It's almost like Star Wars.
It's worse. King Vigo, but they're all good stories. It's just what's different. King Vigo has about 30 different names. He's like 120 when we see him in the movies.
Oh, Aragorn is like 87 in the
you
movies.
You made me think of the painting in Ghostbusters.
Oh, Vigo of Carpathia. The Scourge of Carpathia.
Of Moldavia.
Of Moldavia.
Or something, that's... Ghostbusters 2 was not
what
are they, as
what's
good as
Pete still. Call him? You medieval something douchebag. I can't remember what he called him. Anyway, next.
I don't do quotes from the second movie.
That movie's great. Kate?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
First season Kate, maybe. I haven't given a fuck about Kate since season one.
She's still, like, kicks ass when she needs
to. Well,
because
she's pregnant.
What?
Isn't she?
What are you talking about?
Maybe. I don't think they've clarified
in real life or her character?
No,
in her character on the show.
No,
that's right. There was that whole pregnancy test.
Right.
This show, you forget shit like that.
So she's going through I need
is
pickles.
She pregnant?
Okay, whoa. But then all of flash forwards, she has Claire's baby. There's no other baby around.
Right, but they never explained.
So either it was.
I bet they explained it and we've forgotten it.
She could have plopped and dropped,
and buried it in the sand.
Like a dog?
That's all I'm saying. All's
wow,
insane.
Moving on.
What are we talking about?
Lost sucks. Michelle Rodriguez and Girl
She
fights.
Was frightening in that movie, actually.
She's frightening as a person.
That's
I really like her, and apparently
she
everybody hates her.
One of the only people
like
fired she's, from Lost for being a bitch.
She's one of well, from being a drunk.
Being a drunk bitch.
Right. A bunch of people on Lost were fired for being drunks.
Yeah, but they hated her. They've stated clandestine... that everyone on the show hated her. Also, did you know that Mr. Echo was supposed to be the John Locke spiritual character?
He was the best character until they killed him off in the second season.
He asked for it. He hated the show. He hated Hawaii. And they've said he made working with him a living hell because he was so unhappy about the working conditions.
That sucks. They wrote that character so well.
He was such a cool character.
He was supposed to rise up and be the one that joins the others.
Oh, God. Damn it.
He was they made Locke fill that role. Yeah.
So awesome.
Also, just recently I read an article with JJ where he talked about how, I haven't had shit to do with Lost since season one. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
But they said
I'm done with
that. They said how close is it to what you originally envisioned? And he's like, not all that close. Like, no, it's great. It's great. They're doing a great job. It's awesome. They've gone.
See, my idea was that this monster would come out of the water and it would be, this giant. He would, But, so we just made a movie out of it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, that's a pretty good explanation.
It's the spinoff.
Number 16 is Tura Santana.
Sweet God. This, has those have their own, hemisphere.
In Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. Those are gigantic titties.
Oh, my God. Her boobs are huge.
Who is she? I've never seen Faster Pussycat.
I don't know who that is, but I think she used those to knock down the guy in that picture.
Yes.
Send me that link so I don't have to keep looking at your screen.
No.
Shared the world.
Michelle Ryan in that shitty Bionic Commando remake. Fail.
Who is that? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Number 13. Anne Perelaud as the original LaFemme Nikita.
Never watched that.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah, she's a badass.
You know who should be on this list? Who is that in No Way Out? Or no, I'm sorry, Point of No Return.
Oh, that was...
Because that was a takeoff of LaFemme Nikita.
Yeah. What is her name? Fuck.
Somebody look it up. Point of No Return. Point of No Return.
Whatever.
Next.
Nobody?
Carry on. Keep going.
Come on, wrap it up. Son of a bitch. Wrap it up, B.
Summer Glau as River. Much higher on
that
the
one's
list.
Better.
Yeah. As number 14?
Because she
14?
Actually did shit.
Number 12.
Number 12, correct. It says photo 14, sorry.
Right.
Jennifer Garner is Sydney Bristow.
That's good.
Number 11.
I haven't seen them shows, though.
Watch the first two seasons of that show and then stop.
Okay. And how many seasons are there?
Five.
Oh.
You can skip, You can watch past that, but pretend it's a different show.
Oh. Because it is, right?
The first two seasons are fucking epic.
Number 10 is Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Wrong. Better than Summer Glau? No. Sorry.
Not better than her? No. That's
dude,
wrong.
Dude,
she does. She
was awesome in that.
She's
she
really sassy, was. But she's not butt-kicking.
I will say for the time...
Can you just say sassy?
Sassy.
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 I'll say
like saucy.
For the time that movie came out, she was pretty badass because there wasn't anything else like that at the time.
Yes. The costume was kick-ass.
I know.
Pussy Galore.
They had to sew her into that. Like, Jesus.
Oh, I believe that.
Number 9, Pussy Galore.
Yes, I could buy that.
Did you know that the original plan for Austin Powers 2 was to have his parents be Sean Connery and Pussy Galore?
Really?
That would have been so much better.
They couldn't get them, but he was supposed to have been conceived on the sea bubble in Octopussy, like when they're on the raft.
That would have been awesome!
Yeah, it really would have.
Oh my god.
It really would have.
And instead we got Mini-Me?
Well, no, you got his dad.
Yeah, that's right.
They was, I mean, they needed his origin story. Yeah, right. Michael Caine, which Michael Caine was good.
Yeah. Academy Award winner.
Except that movie was
Academy Award winning.
Oh, and, I'm talking Austin Powers 3, not Austin Powers 2. Which that movie was not good, but
it was just the first one that was good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, whatever. Well, and they're making a 4.
What is her? I'm totally what? Elizabeth Hurley. I loved her in that movie.
And
the
everything
much.
Since her was terrible. My god, Heather Graham was horrible. Oh,
she's awful. So she's a mannequin.
But do you know that she's
good a man? She was Nick-kin.
She was good on Scrubs.
Who? Heather
she's
Graham?
A funny comedic actress.
I don't understand why she can act sometimes, but not all
you
the
know,
time.
You know, she has not aged.
No.
She looks exactly the same as she Roller did Girl. In License to Drive.
Denise already called it. She's a mannequin. Like,
right. Oh, she's a fembot.
Yeah, she's a plastic.
All right, number 8, Linda Hamilton, Terminator 2.
See, that...
Fuck
thank
yeah.
you.
Right.
But fucking
she beefed
thank you.
Up for that movie. My God,
that's
those guns.
Scary. That's a
I gotta buy tickets
movie.
To that gun show.
She is the real fucking Sarah Connor, not
yeah,
this
but she's
poser bullshit that we have now.
Dude, I'm telling you what, she was badass in that movie.
She was!
She wasn't taking shit from
nobody.
Scary
looking bitch.
And she rolled with Mexicans with secret weapons lockers.
I know!
Yep.
All right, number 7, Carrie Ann Moss's Trinity. I don't know.
I say yes, Hiram Lewis, but only the first movie.
That's actually a really cool photo.
It is.
Not the last two movies. She's a whiny bitch in the last two.
Yeah. I believed she was a badass in the
she
first movie.
She put a gun to some dude's temple and shot the fuck out of his
hand. Yeah, that was awesome.
This is funny. That was hot. Number 6 is Pam Grier as Coffee. You probably don't know about Coffee. Coffee was actually sort of a prequel to Foxy Brown.
To Foxy Brown.
Coffee was her name.
Say that again.
And it was the same movie. They got started to make a sequel that was going to be like Coffee 2, but they decided at the last minute to change the name to Foxy Brown. So it's the same character, same premise, same movie basically, different names, different characters.
Weird.
Yeah.
And then Quentin Tarantino put her in Jackie Brown playing pretty much the same character.
Right.
Yay, number 5.
Number 5.
Oh, I love
Katie Sackhoff. Yes.
Now there's a man for you.
Yeah, she's a man girl. She
awesome.
Has balls, actually.
She's awesome.
I'm thinking she's swinging a dong.
Yeah, and
she's packing heat.
It's probably bigger.
I'm okay with that.
She's packing heat. And it's not even tucked. It's slinging.
Right?
Wow.
She'll pull it out and slap you with it.
It's braided.
Boosh.
Yeah, it drinks. Her dick has a drinking problem.
What?
It smokes a cigar.
Like an elephant?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It sprays. It sprays whiskey in her face.
Yeah. Like, it eats peanuts. It puts peanuts in her balls.
It like. I'm sorry. I'm just picturing that, and it's gonna look like she's drinking her own piss.
Her,
like,
her vagina
what
has teeth.
What the fuck?
Right.
Oh. Okay. Can we?
Did you see that movie?
No.
No.
You should.
No.
It's so funny. You should.
That's fucked
That's
up.
That's exactly the opposite of what I've heard of that movie.
The fact that it's supposed to be serious is the worst part.
That's
it's
the
so
best
good.
Part.
Michelle Yeoh and Zhang Ziyi from Crouching Tiger.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
And yes, they were badasses. Because they're like, we are girls.
I will say.
I don't think they ever did that.
I don't know if it belongs that was here on the list.
That was in Josh's head.
That was in the American dub version. When you were watching it in the original
in
hall, it was...
my
yeah.
language? What do you
the say? Thing I hate about these lists is that you really do have to say, does this belong before everyone else we've already read? The answer is no, but Uma Thurman did kick ass in Kill
really
Bill 2,
did.
Especially in 2.
Yes.
So, she belongs on the list. I don't
you know
if she's
number
3.
Okay, so, and then 24 is
that
Sigourney
be number
Weaver,
one.
Which is
oh,
obvious.
Where's Nina?
You know who's not on this list?
Number two, Sigourney Weaver.
Cena?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, you know who's... Yeah, she's not on this list. And then the girl from Die Hard, the last Die Hard movie.
And see it.
She's here. Also not on this
these
movie.
These are icons.
Well, she was like a secondary background
yeah,
character.
Yeah, these are icons.
Whatever.
I don't remember who that was.
Oh, whatever. Like, it's...
Oh, the one that Bruce Willis kills with a fucking SUV and an elevator shaft.
The girl,
that was,
yeah, the Asian
That
chick.
Makes her badass because,
Maggie
like...
Q.
They could.
She went up against Bruce Willis.
They couldn't kill her. She was like. She was like.
That's
that was
true. That's
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, dabba dabba dabba, motherfucker.
I'm just saying.
What the fuck is that?
That's his catchphrase, right? Oh yeah, sorry. That was from when Ben Stiller did a Die Hard parody on a short-lived Ben Stiller show.
God,
his
that
catchphrase.
Was so good.
He was in an air duct holding his machine gun. He's got his walkie-talkie and he goes, "Yeah, dabba 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 dabba." That was a catchphrase.
Yeah, I have that on DVD.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's Andy good Dick is on that show.
Yeah.
Andy
yeah,
Dick,
so
Janine Garofalo,
weird.
And Ben Stiller.
No,
so weird.
And Bob Odenkirk and
oh, yeah.
David Cross
yeah.
and like all of the great comedians of that time period are all on that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's really strange. It was like a Kids in the Hall for America,
yeah,
kind of.
On network television.
There was one skit where Ben Stiller goes in to quit smoking clinic. So the way you quit smoking is they throw you in a cell and a guy dressed as a cigarette beats the shit out of you every day.
What?
So good.
Until you pee when you see cigarettes. It's funny. And then the last one's Buffy, which needs little explanation. So there you go. So that is post show for podcast number 33. Again, thanks to our live studio audience. There's a few stragglers still hanging out.
Are we still broadcasting?
No.
Oh, they're just in the chat room.
No, these guys. Oh, yeah, I guess they never stopped talking. There's still 9 people in the chat room. If you're listening to the post show on vault.hijinksu.com, thanks for your donations. I appreciate it. You're keeping the dream alive.
Keeping the dream alive.
Post-show style. That's our Josh. God damn it, you suck. Oh, Josh bursts through the door and he's like, "What's everybody doing? I've just been having gay sex."
Wah, wah.
Oh, hey guys, I just filmed the gay porno. All right, we're done.
Best podcast story ever.
It really was. You outdid yourself.
Oh, my God.
No, I was filming the